Right. Just want some positive sound effects here.
The pitch, and it is swung on, ripped toward the gap in left center. Diving catch by Kwan! What a play by the Gold Glover! Anderson had at least a double, maybe a triple, on a screamer to the gap in left center, and Kwan from left racing to left center, and then on a full dead-out sprint, diving to take away extra bases. And that's how you win Gold Gloves.
Yeah, absolutely. We can always count on some excitement in the outfield. It's at the plate where we're struggling a bit these days. Time to talk Guardians baseball with Jim Rosenhaus, brought to you by your North Regional Convenience, NOCO, Center Ridge, Barton Roads, and also your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Centers. Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
We're doing okay. I would say it was good to see Mike Clevinger last night. I mean, just as a human being, glad to see him there. But not so much the way things turned out for the Guardians. 7-2 loss to the Guardians, and a lot of long balls again. It's a familiar story with these White Sox that seems we're playing recently.
Yeah, and they had not been hitting a whole lot of home runs early. Came into the series 14-28, and it just looked like an absolute disaster for Chicago. But they felt if they could start hitting home runs and they get some injured players back, including pitchers in their bullpen, that there's still enough time to make some noise. And I think we've seen that the last two nights, that maybe they could be a factor in the race eventually. Because, yeah, they do have some power, and they've taken advantage of a couple of Guardians pitchers in the first two games of this series. And look, we've said it from the get-go, Cleveland has to pitch well, or they just are going to struggle to keep up, especially in a series where they're missing two of their top hitters now in Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor. And there's, you know, it's a lot of youth, and I think we've seen the results the last two nights.
Yeah, and missing those two players, it really changes the complexion of the team. Even Tom yesterday said, we don't see that energy that we had against the Angels series that from that weekend that we thought maybe would help us on this road trip, but it seems we're kind of flat to start things out.
Yeah, you know, you hope to build on something really good. I mean, it was so exciting over the weekend against the Angels with the turnaround home runs from Naylor in the eighth inning, all three games, and you know, you thought maybe they could keep that going, but you know, it's amazing, Bruce, how sometimes things happen that may take momentum away. And bottom line, it's good pitching on the other side. You know, Lance Lynn was really good on Tuesday night, and Clevinger was good last night. But I think having an off day and then coming here and learning that Jose Ramirez would not be here for this series for very good reason. His grandmother, who played a huge role in raising him, passed away, so he's back home in the Dominican Republic for those services. But he's a spark plug, he really is, and there's a reason he's an MVP candidate the past several seasons, and I think we've seen that the last couple of nights when he's not here. It's a huge difference.
Well, with him not being here, gave opportunity for Brian Rocchio. Talk about this young man that was on the field the last couple of days now.
Yeah, the organization's very excited. Look, they have a surplus of middle infield prospects that they're very high on, and he's one of them and might be at the very top of the list, and certainly for where he is in terms of development, he would be. So he got a chance to make his major league debut on Tuesday night, got a base hit out of the way, and then made the start last night at short. And he's hit wherever he's been. Sometimes it's taken a little bit for him to get going. But he's put up some nice numbers and was hitting well over 300 down in Columbus this year, and seems to field his position well. So they're very high on him. He probably goes back when Hosey comes back this weekend in New York. But we'll see him again. I think that, you know, it's very fairly safe to say.
We've heard a lot of the talk recently about the lack of productivity from our catcher position for both catchers who've been out there as well. Some people are sort of calling for Bo Naylor. What do you see on the horizon for that, or how those decisions get made out over the next week or so?
Well, I asked Chris Antonetti that over the weekend, and you know, he just said at that position, I think maybe if it was at another position, maybe a move would come more quickly. But at that position, there's so much more to it than just the raw numbers at the plate, and then, you know, what they're doing behind the plate. And they, I think they just want to make sure. I know he was up last year at the end of the season, was a part of the, you know, the run of the postseason. But I think they really want to just make sure that he's playing every day, continuing to develop, and then see when the time is right. Now, if the current status continues, I would imagine that might force their hand to make that move a little bit earlier than they want. But it just doesn't seem like we're there yet. But who knows? This thing could be fluid, Bruce, and we'll see what happens, because it has been a real struggle. And you know, you feel bad for both Mike Cenino and Cam Gallagher. They've had good major league careers, and they have not gone through anything like this. And I know it's discouraging to both. And they're trying to work through it, and that's what Tito told Tom yesterday on the pregame, that, you know, Zunino spends as much time in the cage as anybody, you know, trying to find the swing, and hopefully he can. So we'll see what happens.
Of course, they lend that experience to being able to call good games with the young pitchers. So there's a comfort zone, I guess, that having that experience really can help the young pitchers.
Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe that's part of the equation. On the Naylor factor, the fact that there's three rookies in the rotation, and you want to make sure that they're guided by veterans. But we'll see. You know, they certainly believe very strongly in Naylor's abilities and what he can bring. They're just trying to make sure they make the right call and not rush it.
We always look for some player to get hot. Somebody, you know, who just maybe going on a streak. We don't seem to see that happen anytime this year. Who's most capable of doing something like that, you think?
Well, they had Naylor over the weekend. Yes. I mean, you can't get any hotter than what he was doing in terms of home runs late in games. But then he sustained an injury on Tuesday night, so it's hard for him to, you know, keep that going, obviously. Didn't play last night. Probably won't today. Maybe over the weekend against the Mets. I think that's the hope. But that was your guy right there, was red hot. And you know, Hosey was starting to get it going too. So I think that's what makes the timing of both of them being out of the lineup especially tough. But Stephen Kwan's going pretty good. I know Andrés Giménez is making a little progress. And you just try and take those small wins and see if it results in a victory. And if they can get out of here from Chicago with at least one win, that would certainly change the complexion of the road trip.
Yeah, well, consolation, both the teams in front of us lost yesterday as well, so no ground loss. I mean, if you look for positive sunshine somewhere. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a good road trip and enjoy your time in New York as well.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning, talking Guardians baseball here on WEOL. It's brought to you by your North Vigil Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center.